Okay, so let's finish up first evening of Misgavel, and then we'll back to the next figure. So we saw last week that the Gemara is a bayah about Misgavel, the Gemara is not Taisha to bayah. And we saw that Taisha learns that the bayah is talking about where you have an Amir and it's Misgavel Lachutz. And right now it's still in Rishus Yochid, but it's on its way out. And the Bema ate it Rishus Yochid. And the Sofer of the Gemara is that since it's Sofer the North Bachutz, maybe it's Ki'ilu, what's the last one of Taisus? Yichashiva kemonochem shus rabim oilach. Look at it as if it's monuch b'shus rabim. We saw in Talmud Arash b'varosh, he quotes Taisus that it's Ki'ilu, he was not b'shus rabim. So instead of a halach and Taisus, what's the Ki'ilu? Am I saying right now it's b'shus yochid? What's the svara that it's going to be in Rishus Rabim later. Lemaisa, right now it's in Rishus HaYochid. So we saw Taisa Shita on Taisa Shita. We'll see if Pipara. Yeah, Taisus Shita ben Chaf Gimel. The Goyin is Medayik and Taisus. The Lashon of Taisus is the Maskan is the Gemara. You need Notal and Ochal Bifnim, both Natila and Achil. It's Mashman Taisus. The Natila is a Svar, but the Achil is a Gres Hakosuv Baalma. And Svar should only be Tali and Notal. It's a Gres Hakosuv, but Tali and Achil as well. But that. That's not Oikid, the Svar, that's also told that it's totally in the Tila. So, anyway, we take the Cheshman of Tosis. It said the Pshat is, what's the Hashivas of Natal? The Hashivas of Natal is that I need the Knisu, which is a Yochid. The verse says in many places, the Knisu, which is a Yochid, in order to Mechayev, the Knisu has to be B'Pshir. The Bala Behem has to be Pesheya, and the Knisu, which is a Nizik. You see that the Knisu is the Mechayev. That's why Taisus learned the Chachilah, that it's not even Tali Nechilah. Taisus, the Chavim in the Gemara was, there in Chav Gimel, the Sfar was, Malonu Lechilah, who cares where the Behemah ate the Paris. The idea is, where did he find the Paris? Because if he took the Paris from Shusay Ochid, then the Knisel of Shusay Ochid, the Pshias Abailim, that was the Sibas Ahezek. So that's Mechai of the Bailim. So the Gemara had a Chavim originally. I don't even care where the Behemah actually ate the Paris. The Maskon is exerts the cost of that he has to eat the Paris Rishus Yochid as well. This is exerts the cost of Be'alma. But the emphasis is totally in the Knisa Rishus Abayim. Was the Knisa Rishus Abayim Garim Lachiv? So therefore, Taisus holds that even if the Achil was Befim, even if the Achil was Rishus Yochid, but if the Natila was Rishus Arabim, that means the Behemoth found the Paris, picked up the Paris, took the Paris from Rishus Arabim. So then the Knisa Rishus Yochid wasn't Garim Lehezek. Because the Behem was going to eat the Paris b'chutz anyway. So therefore, it lacks in the whole Machayev. We'll take over there in Taisus, the Mutcher Shem to the Kotan. I don't want to go back over again the whole, the Wulach Hashbainus in Taisus. So based on that, I said that that's the Pshat in the Gemara Sofik over here. The Gemara Sofik is, the Talmud Rashi Rosh speaks out of the Paris. That according to Taisus, the Gemara is not entertaining that it's as if he ate the Paris b'chutz. Avadi ate the Paris b'fnim. If he didn't eat the Paris b'fnim, he's exerts a kosu that you bought there. Avadi ate the Paris b'fnim. The Shailas and Silakabin in the Tilo. Maybe it's as if the Natila was Bachos. Why is it as if the Natila was Bachos? Lamas the Natila was Bifnim? The Paris is still Bifnim? But the answer is, but since the Paris are Soifun and Noach Bachos, so there's a Svara to say that the Knisel of Shusan Izik wasn't Garim the Hezek. Because the Behemoth would have eaten these Paris anyway, even if the Paris had not gone into the Shusan Izik. So it would have anyway eaten the Paris a few seconds later. So maybe say that the Knesset was just an Ezek, wasn't Garim the Hezek. So therefore it lacks in the, that's what Taisus calls, that it lacks in the Netilu. It's given the Netilu was Bachutz, because it would have been Netilu Bachutz anyway. So Mela, that's the sort that, or Eidil, was not sure. Maybe nonetheless, since Lemaisa, the Behemah, but the way the scenario actually happened, the Behemah ate the Paris Bifnim. And if the Behemah had not gone Bifnim, so then it would not have eaten the Paris the way it ate the Paris. It would have eaten the Paris in some other way, but the mice, the way it ate the Paris now. The Hezek that actually happened, it would have been some other Hezek, from other scenario, but the hezek that actually happened was only because of the knisu lishus hanizik. So maybe we could call it ubi yiris de'afa. So according to Tosfos, that's the suffix of the Gemara. Fine. The problem is, but there's another sheet in Rishayim. The Torah brings from the Rama that the maskanus Gemara is not totally natil at all. It's only totally in achila, even if the natil is bachutz. Even if the Bamba picked up the parents of Shusar Adam, took them into the Shusar Yachid, the Tur Paskins, the Shechonar Paskins, like the Rama, the Tosh, the Tam and Rashba Rosh brings B'Shem, the Rosh also, that the Rosh himself also is this way. That certainly the Tur never heard from the Rosh otherwise the Tur would have caught it otherwise from the Rosh. So that it's only totally in the Achila, it's not totally in the Natila. Listen, what's the Suffolk of Agamar? Tam and Rashba Rosh asked himself, so what's the Suffolk of Agamar? Who cares if it's not all the chutz? But according to the Rama and the Rosh, it's not. I don't care where he was not all. I care where was the achilu, and here the achilu was with him. So Tamar Rashba Rosh said, you have to say according to the Rama and the Rosh that the Sof of Gemara is not. Is it not that maybe it's like Natila b'chutz, but maybe it's like achilu b'chutz? Because since the behemah would have been, even if it would have been misgalgal, eventually it would have been misgalgal b'chutz, the behemah would have gone out and eaten the b'chutz. So maybe it's like an achilu b'chutz. Oh, so that's where we left off. That needs a hesber. Why in the world should it be like an achila b'chutz? If everything's totally in the achila, the meis achila was b'fim. So what's the svara that here, since it would have been the scalgal eventually anyway, and the behemah would have gone out and eaten the b'chutz, so she should be potter even from the achila b'fim. So I think the answer is this. What's takav shat in the Ramah and the Rosh? Rama and the Rosh say, we don't care about the Netila. Could be the Netila was b'chutz. Doesn't matter as long as the Achila was b'fnim Yechayim. Does that mean that the Maisa we said in Tosfos, what's the Chayav Eretz Yisrael? It is mavur in the Gemara in many places that the Knis Lishus and Izik has to be b'shir. If the Knis Lishus and Izik was b'oinus, then you're not Chayav. The Knis Lishus and Izik has to be b'shir. So the Chayav Shad is, because the Knis Lishus and Izik, like we said in Tosfos, the Knis Lishus, the Pshias Habailim, the thing that allowed the Hezek to happen, was just a rabbi. The thing that allowed the Hezek to happen was that the bottom were Pshaya and allowed their behavior into the Rishus and Hezek. That was the Pshia Mechayevis. Every Hezek, you have to have a Pshia Mechayevis. Kol Shechavti B'Shirosi Yechshati is Niskot. You need to have the Bible. The Bible, there has to be some Pshia Mechayevis on the part of the Bible. So Taisvi said, the Pshia Mechayevis is the Knis Lishus and Hezek. That Pshia is Mechayev the Bible because that Pshia caused that's what caused the Hezek, the Pshia Sabayim. So that's the Mechayev. Yeah, but then we said in Tosfos, if that's the case, so if the Natila was Bechos, so the Knis Lishus and Izik sounds very good. The Knis Lishus and Izik wasn't Gerim the Hezek. So why is the Knis Lishus and Izik a Pshia Mechayevis? So what's that Kapshat in the Rosh and the Ramah? What's in the Kudus of Mechayevis? And what, where, according to the Ramah and the Rosh, where did we go wrong in our Asbar of Tosfos? How do they understand how Knis Lishus and Izik works? In the case that we're talking about, the Behemoth took Paris for Shusar Abim, took the Paris from Shusar Abim into the Shusar Nisim. So, I will bring out the question even more. Let's say a case like that. The Behemoth found Paris for Shusar Abim and brought them into Shusar Nisim. So, according to Raman, the Rosh, Yechayev. But only if the Pshi was the Knis Lishusar Nisim was Bepshia. If the Knis Lishusar Nisim was Ba'inis, Rari Yipotah. In this case also. I want to bring out the question. Right, let's say in this scenario, the behemoth, we know the rule always is that in order for Hashem regel the chayav b'shus hanizik, the knisa has to be b'pshia. The behemoth fell in or something, the wall fell down, so that he saw the ba'al ha'potah. Because the knisa has to be b'pshia. So let's say in this case, the behemoth picked up Paris b'shus ha'rabim, and now is nichnas l'shus ha'yochid and ate them b'shus ha'yochid. So you're chayav if the knisa was b'pshia. But if the knisa was b'ainus, then you're potah. And so far, it's very hard to understand. What's the difference? The knisu was b'pshia, the knisu was b'ainus. The behem was going to eat the paris anyway. Elamites, exerce the kosus. Who cares if it's b'pshia or b'ainus? What's the svar over here? He has to be p'shia in the knisu to be chai for the behem eating the. The behem is going to eat the paris anyway. It's just another way to ask the same question. Well, why does the knisu have to be b'pshia if we're not machaya for the? You can say, how do the Rama and the Rosh understand? What does Knisa B'Pshia do? According to them, it's not that the Knisa has to be the Sibus HaHezek. Because in the case that we're talking about, the case where the behemoth took the Paris from Shusar Abim, The Knesset is not the Goyim HaHezek. The Hezek would have happened anyway. So what did the Knesset do? So why does that have to be B'Pshir? So I think the answer is that Avada, you need a Knesset Mechayevus. But the Raman, the Rosh, understood that the Pshat and Knesset Mechayevus, you need a Knesset which is a Avada, which is an Isaac B'Pshir. The Pshat is not that the Knesset is Goyim the Hezek, and that was B'Pshir. The Knesset, my behemoth, which is an Isaac, is Mechayev me in a bigger Shmir. Kozman the behemoth, B'Shus HaRabim. So we had him over here, because then it was Nova B'Elech. I'm not Mechayev to be Shomer the behemoth from going to Urchay and being Mazik. Like there, we saw in the Lashon of the Rashba, like, he was a Torah B'Kach. The Torah wasn't Mechayev me, Kozman by behemoth, B'Shus HaRabim. The Torah wasn't Mechayev me to be Shomer by my behemoth from being Mazik Peris Derech Hilucha. Trampling a Paris Derech Hilucha, eating Paris Derech Hilucha. I have no chiv shmir in my behem. As long as, if it doesn't mean shunah, it's different, but if it doesn't mean it's just urchei, I have no chiv shmir in my behem. When the behema goes into the Rishus HaNizik, that changes. Now I become a chayiv in the shmir in my behema from being mazik, even Derech Hilucha, even ke'urcha. That chiv shmir comes about because of the Knesset Lishus HaNizik. The Knesset Lishus HaNizik, if it was my fault, if it was B'Pshia, is Mechayev me, not because the Knesset Lishus HaNizik is the Sibas that has, they don't require that. But the Knesset Lishus HaNizik is the Siba that is the Siba HaMechayevish B'Shmira Me'ula. It's the Chiba that's the Knesset B'Pshia that's Mechayev me to be Oichazit B'Znova. As it's going. Or to get it out of there. So the Melech. Even if the behemoth picked up the Paris B'Shus HaRabim and took them into the Rishus HaNizik, so Taisus would say, you're Potter. Because the Knesset Rishus HaNizik wasn't Goyim the Hezek. The behemoth would have eaten the Paris anyway. That's why Taisus holds. Not the Rishus HaRabim, the Ochel Rishus HaYochel is Potter. Because in that case, the Knesset Rishus HaNizik wasn't Goyim the Hezek. Because the Hezek would happen anyway, the Behemoth already had the Paris. But the Raman, the Rosh HaChelek, and the Shulchan Aruch for that matter, they say, no, even if the Netilus B'Shus HaRabim, if the Behemoth took the Paris into B'Shus HaYochid, and ate the Paris B'Shus HaYochid, the Behemoth becomes Chayim. Why? Because even though the Knesset wasn't Goyim the Hezek, but the Knesset was Goyim that now I have a bigger Chiyuv Shmirah. Because my the Behemoth was B'Shus HaRabim, I didn't have to be Shayim the Behemoth from eating. So I could eat these Paris too. The Maisa didn't eat the Paris. The Paris is still around. Now the Behemoth brought them into Rishus HaYochid. So the Paris had been restored to the Rishus HaYochid. And because my Behemoth now went in, B'Pshia, into the Rishus HaYochid, now I have a bigger Chiyuv Shmira on my Behemoth. Now I become a Chayiv to be Shomer by Behemoth, even from Achila. So now when the Behemoth eats the Paris, therefore I become Chayiv. So it comes out we have a different Hakol Moedim. Hakol Moedim that you need the Knesset Lishus HaNizik should be Mechayev me. That's why it has to be B'Pshir. That's a lot of Gemara. That's Muchuk. That's an axiom. The Knesset Lishus HaNizik has to be Mechayev me in order for the Chiyuv Shen V'Regel to happen Lishus HaNizik. If it was Ba'onis, I'm not Chayev. But where Tosis on the one hand and the Rosh and the Ram the other diverge is how to understand it. Tosis understands because the Knesset Lishus HaNizik is the Sibas HaHezek. So when my behemoth is nichnas lishus hanizik b'pshia, that causes. I look at that knisa as having caused the hezek, and since it was b'pshia, so I'm chayav. The Rashba and the Rosh learn. No, that's, I don't. It's not that the knisa caused the hezek. I don't need the knisa should cause the hezek. Even in a scenario where the knisa did not cause the hezek would have happened regardless. The behemoth found the paris already b'shus HaRabim. I don't need that. But what I do need is that the knisa lishus hanizik should be mechayav me in a higher degree of shmir. And that's what happens. When the behemoth goes from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, B'Pshias Bala Behemoth, then the Bailim get a new Chi of Shmira to be Shomerit, not only from Eisim Mishunim, but to be Shomerit even from Achila and Halichot Ke'urcha. So the Mela, not with Rishus HaRabim, the Ochel Rishus HaYochid is Potter, is Chayim according to them. So since the Knesset was B'Pshia, and now I'll understand, if the Knesset was Ba'oinis, then the Chi of Shmira wouldn't kick in. But since the Knesset was B'Pshia, so now the Bailim become chayiv in Shmira. They become chayiv in Shmira. Because they become chayiv and it's higher to give Shmira, so mele the chayiv for the achilas haperes. Okay, so now let's take this a step further. So now what will happen if the behemoth walks into the Shusan Izzet? Empty-handed. Walks into the Shusan Izzet. Takes Paris, picks up Paris, and walks out in Eastern B'Shus Arab. So you potter. You potter, I don't know you potter. The worst is you potter. That's the case of Kelef, Shanat al-Kharwa. The worst is if it was the Godish the Alma, you potter. Why are you potter? According to Tosis today. According to Tosis, why are you potter? So Tosis, the horror, the Knesset, the Shusan Izzet was Goyim the Hezek. Right? If my behemoth hadn't gone to Shusan Izzet, it would never have found these Paris. If it would never have found the Paris, it would never have eaten them. So why am I talking about them? Tosha says, Geras HaKosov. Tosha says, Geras HaKosov. In Svara, I should be Chayev. But here already is Geras HaKosov. And Tosha stresses, there are called Gimel. He stresses, even the Maskonis of Gemara, that it's Geras HaKosov. Afa Pisha ain't Tam Badova. In Svara, he should be Chayev. Because the Knesset Shusan Izzet was Goyim the Hezek. But that's Xeris HaKosuf. Yeah, there are Xeris HaKosuf in the Mizok, things that you part of them. So this is something you part of them. Like Tom of Eish, you part of them. What about according to the Rosh? Is it also Xeris HaKosuf? Well, according to the Rosh and the Ramah, maybe there's a Svar. I think the Rosh and the Ramah could be, it's not necessarily Xeris HaKosuf. I don't even. First of all, it's not misabot to me should be exeris hakosuf because then everything becomes exeris hakosuf. According to Tosis, netila is a svara. Achila is you need both. Tosis you need both. Netila and achila b'shusan izik. The thing that we understand is the netila. The achila is ein time v'dover. According to the Rosh and the Ramah, you don't actually need netila b'shusan izik. All you need is achila. If that's ein time v'dover, then everything's ein time v'dover. According to them, I don't think it's ein time v'dover. I think according to the Ramah and the Rosh, it's actually very misabot because they learn what's the vort of knisul b'shusan izik. Knisul Shusan Izzet, according to them, the Lachayiv of Knisul Shusan Izzet, the Pshiyah, again, is not that was Goyim the Hezek, but rather, when my behemoth is Nichlas to Shusan Izzet, by Pshiyah Sabailim, so I become Chayiv to be Shomer my behemoth on a higher level, to be Shomer it even from Shen Vered, but only as long as it's B'Shusan Izzet, and only in regard to Paris that are B'Shusan Izzet. I'm not Chayiv in that higher level of Shmir forever. When the behemoth leaves, my chiyuv shmir drops down again. My chiyuv shmir is only while the behemoth is b'shus anizik. I have to be shomer from eating pears that are the nizik's pears b'shus anizik. I have to be shomer from. If the behemoth wanders out and finds pears to the let's say the behemoth simple case. The behemoth wandered into b'shus anizik, b'shir sabaylim, then left the b'shus anizik, went back to b'shus rabim and found pears of the nizik b'shus rabim. About unproper. I have this new chiyuv shmir. Yeah, I only had the chiyuv. I had a new chiyuv shmir while I was b'shus anizik. When I left the b'shus anizik, the chiyuv shmir, where the chiyuv shmir dropped down to its ordinary, to its normal level. So not only that, but even in a case where the kelev went into the b'shus anizik, took the charora out of the b'shus arabim. So I'm also potter, says the gemara. So Tosis ain't tam b'dover. But I think if you're a man in Rosh, that ain't tam b'dover. It's a tam b'dover. Because I only had a chiyuv shmir while my behem was b'shus anizik to be shomerit. From eating payers, the payers that are b'shus anizik, but this charora is not b'shus anizik anymore. This charora now is b'shus arabim. I, of course, it's my behemoth's fault that it's b'shus arabim. Fine, lots of things could be my behemoth's fault that I'm not chayav for them. My behemoth could dig a bar, and it's my behemoth's fault. I'm also not chayav for that. I'm not chayav like the Ramban is loshon in Din of the Garmi in Kuntus Din of the Garmi. I'm not chayav for the Garmi of my behemoth for damages that my behemoth is gerim. There's a certain circumscribed. I have a chiyuv. B'shus ha-nizik, I have a chiyuv to be shomer my behemoth from this case shen v'regel b'shus ha-nizik on paris that are b'shus ha-nizik. This charora is no longer b'shus ha-nizik. Now it's a charora b'shus ha-rabim. I had this behemoth get to b'shus ha-rabim. Yeah, right. I get it got to b'shus ha-rabim because my behemoth took it. So what? For that I don't have a chiyuv. Right now it's a charora b'shus ha-rabim. I don't have a chiyuv. My chiyuv shmir. I don't have a chiyuv shmir my behemoth b'shus ha-rabim. While it's b'shus ha-nizik, I had a high level chiyuv shmir. Now it's back to Shusra. I have a low level chiyuv shmir. So mele I'm potter on the charora. I think that's what the world looks like according to the Ramah and the Rosh. I mean, mele, So now we can understand, b'pshutoi, the suffix of misgadol, according to the Ramban and the Rosh. You have an amir, you have peiris b'shus and isik, and they're rolling out into the shus rabban. So where's the suffix? Seifle nuch b'shus rabban. Says the Talmud of Rashba Rosh, that according to the Ramban and the Rosh, what's the suffix? Maybe it says if the behema ate the peiris b'shus rabban, even though the behema and the mice ate them b'shus and isik, but maybe it says if it ate them b'shus rabban. What's the Havana? Why? The mice ate it b'shus and isik. Who cares if it's going to be b'shus rabban? The terrace is because what's mechayiv me when my behema goes into b'shus and isik? I have a chiyuv shmir on my behema to be shomerit from eating peiros that are b'shus and isik. But I don't have a chiyuv shmir on my behema to be shomerit from eating peiros that are b'shus rabban. Even if my behema will take the peiros out into the shus rabban, I don't have a chiyuv shmir. So my chiyuv shmir, even when my behema goes into b'shus rabban, my chiyuv shmir is limited to watching my behema from shomeregel in the Rishus HaNizik, and Peres that are Rishus HaNizik. Well, this, do I have a Chiyuv Shmira vis-a-vis these Peres? That's a Sofer Gemara. On the one hand, maybe I do, because these are Peres Rishus HaNizik, and I have a Chiyuv Shmira in my behema to watch my behema from being Mazik Peres that are Rishus HaNizik. On the other hand, these Peres are going to be in a few seconds into the Rishus HaRabim, and my behema is going to go out and eat them in Rishus HaRabim also, even if I watch my behema from eating these Peres right now. But as soon as it steps out, I'm going to not have to watch it anymore, and then it's going to eat the behemoth. It's going to eat those peiros anyway. So peiros that my behemoth is going to eat in a few seconds, and I won't have to watch it and prevent it. So maybe on those kind of peiros, I don't have a chiyuv shmir even now. And that's the suffer gumar. Comes out very gishmak. Lefi Tosfos, achilas gzeres hakosuf. So you can't play any game. Seifel nuch, not seifel nuch. About an achila, it's exeris hakosuf. You need achila b'shus and isik. So over here, it's achila b'shus and isik. Open and shut. There's nothing to talk about. The only thing is, according to Tosfos, that's not enough. You also need netilah b'shus and isik. And the bottom of the netilah b'shus and isik is because the knisah b'shus and isik has to be goyim the hezek. So here, there's a mokum sofik. Was the netilah b'shus and isik goyim the hezek and pairs that are seifel misgadol lachutz? Point to their mind, they're all, that's not going to work because they don't require Netilah B'shus HaNizik. They're Mechayiv even on Netilah B'shus HaRabim. According to them, you have to say the suffix is in regard to Achila. What kind of suffix is in the regard to Achila? The answer is because according to them, Achila B'shus HaNizik is not Exeris HaKosov Af B'Shem Tamadol. According to them, the word of Achila B'shus HaNizik is because the Knesset L'shus HaBailim is Mechayiv me in Shmira, but only in Shmira of Peiris that are B'shus HaNizik. Peiris that are removed from B'shus HaNizik, I don't have any more chiyuv shmir on them. And even if the caliph took the chara out of the shus and isik, once it's out, I don't have a chiyuv shmir. So therefore, the gemara is mesupik. Pairs that are soifen lanuch with shus and isik, do I have a chiyuv shmir? Do I have a chiyuv shmir in regard to those pairs? Okay, let's go on to the next subject. Ochlux is for Kevin. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, "Case of Shem, where is lechol? So Oyla, behem, where is lechol? Peres v'yokos, ochlo tzus v'keil mechad mishalemes, mishalem chatzimes. Mamet v'ar mamur b'shus anizm, alu b'shus rabim poter." Zok the Gemara. Ahayo. This, when the Mishnah says that b'shus rabim poter, is it going on peres v'yokos or is it going on tzus v'keil? It's going even on tzus v'keil. So the Gemara says, "Omer Rava kulu." My tie. Rav says going on both. So that's a big chiddush. Meila pairs for Yorkus, that's Shem Beregel. So I understand. Shem Beregel is Chai B'shus HaNizik. It's Potter B'shus Rabbi. But Ksus V'Kalim is Keren. That's why it's Mishalem Chatzinezik. Keren B'shus HaNizik is B'shus Rabbi is Chayim. So why are you Potter? It says the Gemara, my time up. Kolam Mishana U'ba'acha V'shino by Potter. It's a new rule. Since the Nizik was Mishana, by leaving its Ksus V'Kalim B'shus Rabbi, that's a Shino. That's not the normal thing to do. It's an unexpected event. So since the Nizik was Mishana, so even though the Mazik was also Bo'acher V'shinaboy, the Mazik was also Mishana because Behem ate Ksus V'Kehel, it's also Mishana. But what the Nizik did was also Mishana. So the Nizik did something Mishana. And the Mazik allowed his Behemah to do something Mishana. So that's called Kol HaMishana Bo'acher V'shinaboy. You know, it's interesting. The Kol HaMishana is going to the Nizik himself. He left his Ksus V'Kehel in the street. The Uba'acha V'shinoba is going on the Behema itself. The Behema was Mishana by eating Ksus V'Kalim. But it doesn't matter. See, later on in the Moraz, we'll get the Moraz in Chavdal and Beis, you also have this kolam mishana v'achav v'shina v'ayin, and they're also used interchangeably. You have a case where the mazik himself was mishana. There you have a kolam mishana v'achav v'shina v'ayin where the mazik himself was mishana because he raged on, he instigated the dog, and then the dog went and bit him. So where they said that's also a case of the kolam, right? It was a dog, and somebody was mishasit. He what's the good word?
He instigated the dog.
And then dog bit him. So Rava says he potter. I get kerem shisram. It's called the mishana machav v'shinavay. So there, the mishana of the nizik was he himself was mishana. The mishana of the mazik was the kelev was mishana because if dog bites men, there's always that's news. That's not news. That's the one that's not news. But it's a shini anyway. It's not news. But it's a shini. So apparently that doesn't matter. Kol mishana v'achav v'shinavay doesn't matter. We're talking about the shini of the bailam, the shini of the behema. That doesn't seem to be a factor over here. But we have this rule, which we don't know yet what the havon is. We have this rule called the Mishana Racham Mishina Boyes Pot, according to Rav. Shmuel Amel Loishon El Peres V'Yirachas Havok Sus V'Kelim Chayevis. Shmuel disagrees. He says Sus V'Kelim Chayev. What's the problem, Shmuel? Maybe he doesn't have this rule of called the Mishana Racham Mishina Boy. Well, maybe he holds that Sus V'Kelim is not Katu. We'll see in the Hemshech HaSugya. Maybe he might agree to the rule. But he could hold the Ksus V'Kelim, leaving Ksus V'Kelim Shusarab, and maybe that's not called the Shinui. That's moving the Hemshech HaSugya, not in Shmuel himself, but we'll see another Amorite. B'chein Amor Reish Lakish HaKulu, Reish Lakish agrees with Rav, that it's going on both. V'oz de Reish Lakish L'tamei, Dom Reish Lakish, Shtei Poros B'Shusarab, Achas Rebutzu V'Achas Malachas. Bota Malachas Rebutzu P'tur. If the Malachas kicked the Rebutzu, you potter. Ay, it's Kerem B'Shusarab, B'Ito is a told of Kerem. So why you potter? Because for a behemoth to lie down on the street is also a shinu. So the behemoth that was nizik was mishana, and then the behemoth that was mazik was also mishana. So that's called a mishana. V'achav shinu by his potter. Revutzu b'malechas chayemis. But if the behemoth that's sitting, that's lying down on the street, kicked the one that's malechas, a lot of that's chayev. That's ready to care. Rav Yechonam loishanu el peres v'yirachas aloksus v'kelim chayemis. So Rav Yechon holds like Rav. Does that mean Rav Yochan disagrees with Reish Lakish even on the din of Shtei Paras? Not clear. I mean, why Rav Yochan? Why did we ask Rav Yochan? Lema Rav Yochan. Say Lema Rav Rav Yochan. Less Lehud Reish Lakish. I don't know why the Gemara singles out Rav Yochan. I don't know what to do with that. But maybe because Rav Yochan is always the Paplut of Reish Lakish, so maybe that's just why the Gemara says it that way. But Bechor, it's the same thing about Rav.
We gave two options for Shmuel rule. So isn't it mashma that he completely disagrees with the rule of Kol Shana? The fact that it's only asking on.
So how does everybody line up with it? Reish Lakish is like.
Reish Lakish is like Rav.
Reish Lakish is like Rav, and Rav Yechon is like Shmuel. The Gemara says Lema Rav Yechon on. Wait, we're not sure about Rav Yechon. Does Rav Yechon disagree with the Dinah Shtei Paras also? Meaning, does he disagree with the rule entirely? Or maybe, as the Gemara is going to say, maybe he agrees to the rule, he just holds that Ksus V'Kelim is not a Shimon. So the same thing, you have the same question about Shmuel. I don't know why the Gemara... I mean, the question is about Shmuel. I don't know why the Gemara says that in Rav Yechon, and the Gemara means, when it says Rav Yechon, it means Shmuel also. Yiddish is an expression. I read some vant and meant him sugar. He's talking to the wall and he means his mother-in-law. Anyway, I don't know. The Gemara says Rav Yechon, but it means Shmuel too. So again, I don't know why. Could be just because Rav Yechon and Reish Lakish, they're a pair. So Reish Lakish said a rule. So is Rav Yechon his bar pluk the chaluk on the rule, or maybe he agrees to that rule, but only chaluk in this case. So Gemara says, look, the oilam islay. Chaluk is maskan lemar. The oilam islay. Rav Yechon agrees to the rule, but ksus. It's not called a mishana. Af the inshi demand chiglimi umispechi. Person sometimes puts down ksus v'kelim b'shus rabim, takes a breather. Aval behema lav urcha, but it's not the derech of the behema to lie down in the street. So the mela, it's not that Rav Yochanan and Shmuel presumably don't have the will of kol mishana. They have the will of kol of kol mishana by shtei paras. They're just told that it doesn't. That ksus v'kelim is not called a shina. And Rav and Reish Lakish apparently hold that. And Rav and Reish Lakish hold the Ksus V'Kelim is a Shinnik. So it comes out to Machlekes, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Rav and Shmuel is not a Machlekes about the rule. Everybody agrees to the rule. It's a Machlekes about whether it applies to Ksus V'Kelim. Reish Lakish and Shmuel, and Reish Lakish, I need the mind to remember, Reish Lakish, it's like Rav, Akulu. And Reish Lakish and Rav both hold that it applies to Ksus V'Kelim. And Shmuel and Rav Yochanan hold that it doesn't apply to Ksus V'Kelim. Let's see Rashi meanwhile. Akul. Hadik Tani Masisim Shus Rav M'Ptura. Akul Ukoi. V'Afil Ksus V'Kelim. The Shini Havi V'Toldu D'Kerim. Nonetheless, he brought the why. Kolam Ashanik Again Zesh and Yich Ksus V'Kelim Shus Rav M'Ptura. Urach V'Shini Boik Again Zusar Ashul Shach L'Asa Yispot. But the Malachas Rutz of Tur, Afal Gav, the Pshus Rabbah Chayev, is Hochab Tur, the Cholam Hashanah, the Gain Zush Rav, the Pshus Rabbah, Uba'acha, Mispichi Oim Lulofosh. Behem Olav Urcha Lirbots. See, Taisus, meanwhile, Vazor is Lokesh Lutamei, Tuvai Yisrichi. Riochana has two members of the Cholam Hashanah. He has a member of Ksus of Kalim, and he has a member of Bet Shtei Paras. He needs both. That we understand. The Ksus V'Kelim, we need the Chiddush that it applies even to Ksus V'Kelim. But he, the base part, such mean, Dafka brought the Rebutsu B'Malechas Chayevis, Bahusko Ptura, that is only because it kicked it. But if it tripped over it, you talk the Baal Rebutsu's Potter, Kedai Kamper Kamnich, the Boiler is Gibi Dech Yusuf. Not called the Right, that's not so much asking. So we need to understand what's the nature of this rule. Call him a shine of Acha Vishina Bepot. Rashi over here doesn't really tell us very much. So let's take a look at the parallel sugya and Chabdalim and Beis. From Omerova, the first words of the line are Omerova, but halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down. Omerova. Omerova, imtim shloimer shasa kalbi shel chaver de chaver chayev. If assuming the Rosh says that's the halacha, that if I have a dog and somebody, Reuven has a dog, Shimon is mishasa the dog to be mazik levi. So let's assume that Reuven, the owner of the dog, is chayev. Even though if Shimon hadn't been mishasa the dog, it wouldn't have been mazik. It doesn't matter. The Baal Kelev should watch his dog. Should watch his dog from being Meshusa and being Mazik. But she say who baats my potter. If Reuben had a dog and Shimon was Meshasa the dog and the dog went and was and bit Shimon, serves him right. So then you potter. My time. Call him Meshana v'achav Shimon by potter. This is the rule. Call him Meshana v'achav Shimon by. Shimon the Nizik was Mishana. He doesn't mean Mishana, he was Mishasa the dog. And in the middle of the dog bit him. So let's call him Mishana, Vachar Hashina by his potter. Unlike a popular Rabba, Itma Mishmaid Reish Lokesh Kivasech. Oh, you'll have it, Reish Lokesh, as you say. Dom Reish Lokesh, Tei Paris, Mishus Rab, Achas Rebutsu, Achas Malachas, Abota Malachas, Rebutsu Ptur, Rusa Malachas Chayas. The reason being, as we saw in Agamar, because call him Mishana, Vachar Hashina by potter. So that's my what you're saying too, Rava. Amalei, so Rava said to her papa, no, I know that he mechayuv and mechayav. I think that by the case of Shtei Paros, you don't say kol mishana v'achav shinu v'potter. I think they're yechayav. The Amalei, because the Ravutza could say to the Mahaleches, so to speak, ki isloch reshusu l'skri alai. You have reshus to step on me, because I'm lying in the street. But you don't have reshus to kick me. So here we don't say kol mishana v'achav shinu v'potter. No, it's apparently by the case of the kelev. So if the, when the nizik was mishasa the kelev, so the kelev could say that you were mishasa me, and now I have reshus to bite you. But in the case of the revutza could say to the malachas, okay, I lay down in the street, not nice. You have reshus to step on me. But if it's just to kick me, you don't have. That kind of Gemara, obviously very sasum Gemara. What's going on here? It seems like that this din of Kol HaMashas, this rule of Kol HaMashano V'Achav HaShinu V'Potler comes in two different flavors. There's Reish Lakish's version and there's Rava's version. Reish Lakish has a version that's more expansive. It applies even to Shtei Paras. Even by Shtei Paras, Reish Lakish holds as a rule of Kol HaMashano V'Achav HaShinu V'Potler. By the case of the Mashasa Sakela. And Rova has a more restrictive Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. It only applies to Mashasa Sakela, where the Kelev can say, now I have a right to bite you. But it doesn't apply to Shtei Paras, because the Revutza could say to the Malechas, you don't have a right to kick me, no, no. Regardless, you have a right to step on me, but to kick me, that's, what do they say now? It's disproportionate force. You don't have a right to kick me, you have a right to step on me. Then, it's part of the cheshbon of the sugi here that we also have to work out is, it comes out, we have really three cases of Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. We have Sus V'Kelem, Shtei Paras, and Mishasa Sakelem. From what we've seen in the Gemara, L'chor, that the hierarchy is, the case that's, I don't know what to call it, more Kalam or Chomer, the case that's more kuludik for the mazik, the case where we're most likely to say kol hamashasa v'achav hashisa v'potur would be kol hamashasa v'achav hashisa v'potur is which case? Mashasa sekela. That's the case that Rava holds from. Then we have a more chumudik case, a lesser candidate, which is shtei paras. That's Machlekes Rava and Reish Lakish. Rava doesn't hold from Kol HaMashana by Shtei Paras. Reish Lakish holds from Kol HaMashana by Shtei Paras. Then we have a case of Ksus V'Kelim. We have a case of Ksus V'Kelim where even people who hold like Reish Lakish, like Rav Yochanan who holds like Reish Lakish, our Gemara says, or at least my hold like Reish Lakish, but Ksus V'Kelim is still a bridge too far because Avidi and she did the Mispachi. Right, so in the hierarchy of most likely to be potter, least likely to be potter. So Mashasa Sekelev is the most potter. Then we have Shtei Paras, Hagis Rava, and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you still say Kol HaMashana. Rava says no, here they don't say Kol HaMashana. And then we have Sus V'Kelem, where even Rav Yochanan, who holds like Reish Lakish by Shtei Paras, but by Ksus V'Kelem, he does not say Kol HaMashana. So now, Lehalocha, the Rif Paskins like Rova. That by Shtei Paras, you don't say Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. The Rambam also Paskins like Rova. By Revutzu, by Boato Mehaleches B'Revutzu, you are Potter. You're Chayim. By Mishasa Sekelev, the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam and the Rif Paskin, you're Potter. Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo Potter. But by Shtei Paras, they Paskin against the Reish Lakish, like Rava, that here we don't say Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo, because Kis Lech Reshusa, L'Skuyubi, L'Butubi, Les Lech Reshusa, so they Paskin against Reish Lakish. So by Shtei Paras, we don't say Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. So what would you expect the Rif and the Rambam to say by Ksus V'Kelem? That for sure there should be no din of Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. So in a way, it's actually good because the Rif and the Rambam do say that by Ksus V'Kelem there's no din of Kol HaMashana V'Achav HaShinu V'Lo. But they say it because of the reason of Avidei Inish Demispachi, because it's not called the Mashana. So the Rishonim asked and Yosef and the Rosh, they asked and the Rif and the Rambam, what do you need the Svar of Kol of Avidei Inish Demispachi? The whole Svar of Avidei Inish Demispachi, the Manchi Glimi Umispachi, is to be the chalik between Shtei Paras and Ksus V'Kelem. But if we don't say Kol HaMashana even by Shtei Paras, because even though you're lying in the middle of the street, it doesn't give me a right to kick you. So my ksus v'keilim should be the same thing, even though your ksus v'keilim are lying in the middle of the street, that doesn't give my behemoth right to eat them up. You know, you left your magazine collection in the middle of the street. You shouldn't have done it, but it doesn't give my behemoth right to eat it up. So what do you have to command? Davidi nishta mispede, Davidi demanchik glimi u'mispechik? Just the kasha limuk Yosef asks on the riff.
Just in the posh sense, why would that kasha be different than stop Paris? I mean, why by Paris would I have a shus in from Pater?
No, Paris, you don't have a shus either. But Paris, I wasn't Mishana, Shane Regal. Talk about it, it was really in a fine, but Pashto sit, the whole Shane Regal is always part of Shusra. I don't have to come out to you the fact that you were Mishana. Even if you weren't Mishana, Shane Regal was part of Shusran. Shane Regal is stamp part of Shusran. Because I wasn't the behemoth, the mazik wasn't, didn't do anything Mishana. Shane Regal gave Rishus. Shane Regal is part of Shusran, even if we could find the case that the nizik was not Mishana. But Shane Regal is part of Shusran. That's the exact cause of a big staff. Shane Regal was part of Shusran. Karen ordinarily is chai Shusran. But if there's a kolam mishana, I have a shina, but that gets carried off door. I should have put a marker because it's not really complicated. It just be helpful to put the three cases up on the board. Maybe if it's useful, you write down just in front of your on your piece of paper, just have the three cases in front. So the Nemuk Yosef asked, we'll come to Paris for the riff in a second, but the Nemuk Yosef asked this last on the riff. But beside Chadvarim, the Nemuk Yosef also says a Hezber in Kol Mishana V'Achav Hashinu. This is important. The Nemuk Yosef says that the Hezber in Kol Mishana V'Achav Hashinu, well, maybe it's kind of see inside. In my Gemara, it's Chavzayin. In the Oisvod Gemara, it's Omud Chavzayin, the bottom of the first column, second to last paragraph. This is the we'll start from here. Libi uti be less dechushus. So he's explaining Rava. Kolayma. The loyamina kol mashana v'achav v'shina bepoter. Says the Mukhi Yosef that the rule of Kol Mishana V'Achav Hashina Bay, point to Rava, is in a case where the Shini of the Nizik was Gerim the Shini of the Mazik. Kihocha Shedereches Zu Al Zu Mibnei Sheshinsu B'Ritzoso. For example, in the case where the Mazik actually stepped on it, because the Gemara says Rav himself agrees. If the mazik would step on the nizik, the behemoth that was mazik would step on the behemoth that was nizik, that's called istach chushus. Rav agrees that would be potter. Why would it be potter? Says the Mukhi Yosef. Because then Rav would agree that there's a rule of kol mishana v'achav hashinu bo. In other words, Rav makes a distinction between stepping and kicking. He says you have chushus to step on me, but you don't have chushus to kick me. What's Rav coming to say? Rav is coming to explain the difference between his version of kol mishana, which he subscribes to, and the kinds of kol mishana that he does not subscribe to. It is mishuna. But since that shinui can be blamed on the nizik, because you could say the nizik's lying in the street caused the mazik to step on it. So that's a kind of kol mishana, that kind of kol mishana, b'achav hashinu bo, Rava concedes to. And similarly by Meshaseh Sekelev. Rav agrees that there's a din of Kol Meshana by Meshaseh Sekelev, because there you could say the fact that this guy over here was Meshaseh, this pit bull, was Gerim that the dog should bite him. So that's a Kol Meshana, that the Shini of the Nizik was Gerim the Shini of the Mazik. If the Shini of the Nizik was Gerim the Shini of the Mazik, says Rav, then I agree that Kol Meshaseh Barachah B'Shinoboy. That's the case of stepping, but that's analogous, not to kicking, not to a behemoth that kicked the Revutza. It's analogous to a behemoth that stepped on the Revutza. Because that would haka be, there you could haka say, that the fact that the Nizik was lying down with Shisharabim was Gerim that the Masik should step. So Rabbi said, oh, there I agree. If the Nizik was Gerim the Shinoi, then the Masik is potter. Aval kishaloi bom mach maskach. But if the Shinoi of the Masik wasn't the result of the Shinoi of the Nizik, in the case of kicking, you can't say that the reason why the behemoth kicked was because the other animal was lying on the street. You have to kick it and put it a step on it. So there already, the shimi of the mazik was not a result of the shimi of the nizik. So then already, Rabbi Rova says, Yichayev. Here I don't subscribe to Kol Meshana Bachar Veshino Boy Pot. So the Yosef is giving me the Hezbir in Kol Meshana Bachar Veshino Boy in Rava's version. That's we don't know yet the logic of Reish Lakish. Okay, so he's not telling us. But he's telling me the logic of Rava. Rava agrees to call him a Shana Bacha Veshinabai when the Shini of the Nizik was Gerim the Shini of the Masik. And that's Gufa the difference between Meshasas Akelev, which Rava agrees that he happens to say call him a Shana, and the case of kicking. Because kicking can't say that it was Gerim. Moreover, that's Rava's point in distinguishing between stepping and kicking. That's very important, the pshat in the Gemara. Why is Rava talking about stepping? Obviously, you have a right to step and you have to kick me. Why is Rava busy with stepping? We're not talking about stepping. The case is kicking. Why is Rava telling me, you do have a right to step on me, but not to kick me? What does the stepping have to do with anything? And moreover, okay, say, Gishmak in the Gemara. Moreover, Rava Lachar needs to explain himself. Rava said a rule of Kol Meshana. So they showed him his focus is the exact same rule, Kol Meshana. Now Rav is coming to explain, no, my rule I hold from Reish Lakish is that I don't hold from. So what does Rav need to explain? What does he need to explain to us? You know, he just said something cryptic. He says, Kol Meshana. So our Papa said to him, oh, that's what Reish Lakish said, Kol Meshana, you're exactly like Reish Lakish. So Rav said, I'm not like Reish Lakish. I don't think he's right. He's wrong. I don't say Kol Meshana over there. I always say Kol Meshana over here. So what do you need? What does Rav need to explain? The difference between his case and Reish Lakish's case. So that's what we're expecting it to say. What is Ishloki, what does Rava say? A difference between stepping and kicking. What does stepping and kicking have to do with anything? Rishlokish didn't talk about Rishlokish. What is stepping and kicking? There's a difference between stepping and kicking. Okay, what does that have to do? You hold from Kol Meshana, like by Meshaseh Sekelev, you hold from it. Like where's your explanation? Where's your explanation of why Meshaseh Sekelev is different than kicking? So then Yosef explains. Because that's exactly what Rava is explaining. He's explaining that stepping is the equivalent of Meshaseh Sekelev. That's where I subscribe to Kol Meshana Bachar Veshinoboy. In other words, I subscribe to Kol Meshana Bachar Veshinoboy in a case that would be analogous to stepping on the Revutza. Because there you could say that is proportionate, that the Revutza, the lying in the street caused the Nizik, the Shini of the Nizik caused the Shini of the Masik. That's like my case. My case is the equivalent of stepping on the Behemoth. The Kelev did something that was proportionate and responsive to what the Masik did. The Masik was Meshaseh him to bite any bit. So that's there the mazik was the nizik was gerim the shini of the mazik. Says Rava, if Reish Lakish would have talked about a case of stepping, then I would agree that he's like me. If Reish Lakish would have said that if the malecha stepped on the revutzi potter, so that would then I would say, oh, you're a kindred spirit, that's what I hold from. Because that's there you could say the nizik was gerim the shini. But Reish Lakish didn't say that. Reish Lakish said that the mazik kicked the revutzi. That's not a response to, you can't say that, you can't blame that on the Nizik. So there already, I don't hold from Kol Meshana Bachar Veshinoboy. Now, what the Nekesef, of course, does not explain to us is, you explained Rava, but you didn't explain Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish does have a bigger idea of Kol Meshana Bachar Veshinoboy. He includes even kicking. That the Nekesef doesn't tell us. He only tells us how Rava learns Kol Meshana Bachar Veshinoboy. What's Hakav Shana Reish Lakish? Now we're in conjectural territory because the Mekesef doesn't say. What might we conjecture? Well, we might conjecture that Reish Lakish might disagree with the reading of the Metzius. Reish Lakish might say that the kicking was also called by the Revitzel. But the reason why the behema, I don't agree with your pacifist philosophy for behemas. I think that if the behema is lying in the street, then that does cause the Mahaleches to kick it. Maybe that's the pshat in Reish Lakish. Is that terrible? I think that's going to be difficult, because in our sugya, it's mavur that the case of shtei poros is analogous to ksus v'kelim. Except that maybe ksus v'kelim is not called a shimi because avidi inish, but if you leave the avidi inish out of it, assuming that leaving the ksus v'kelim in the street is a shinoi, so now gemara is mavur that's exactly the same as shtei poros. If you say kol mashana by shtei poros, you're going to say kol mashana by ksus v'kelim. By ksus v'kelim, does it make sense to say that the shini of the nizik caused the behemoth to be mashana and eat ksus v'kelim, which is not its there? Can you say that if I leave my magazine collection in the street, it causes the behemoth to eat my magazines? It's not the there for behemoth to eat magazines, it's mashunah to eat magazines. Even mashus ha-nizik, if a behemoth wandered in and ate my magazines, it would only be chayiv chatzinezik, except according to Ptafrin, because it's still mashunah. So you can't say that the shinui of the nizik and leaving his ksus v'kelim out caused the mazik to be mishana and to eat ksus v'kelim. So it's clear that Reish Lakish is that Reish Lakish really has a different version of kol mishana that doesn't require the nizik to be goyim the shinui of the mazik. That's the nekudah. That's what's going on in the sugya. That's the machlekes. That's exactly the machlekes. Rava's version of kol mishana is that we only say kol mishana v'achad hashinui v'potter, where the shini of the nizik was gerim the shini of the mask. Then we say kol mishana. So that's the case of mishasa sakelev, or stepping on the revutza. Those are cases where the shini of the nizik is gerim the shini of the mask. But cases that are that but Reish Lakish's kind of case with shtei paros, the nizik shini would not gerim the mask to kick it, but just for kalim. The nizik shini was not gerim the mazik to all of a sudden get an appetite for ksus v'kelim. So their rava doesn't hold from kol mishana v'achad hashinui. So Reish Lakish must have some Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Although the Amoraim and Asugi who have this, who apply the din of kol mishana to shtei poros and even to ksus v'kelim, if it's a shini, which it may or may not be, but if it's a shini, if you don't have any interest in this, they must have some kol mishana v'achad hashinui boy. That doesn't require the nizik to be gerim the shini of the mask. So he must have some different havana in kol mishana. That in Rukesa doesn't tell us. But nonetheless, I think it's probably mistaber. I don't know for sure, but it's probably mistaber. The Rukesa is certainly telling us a havana in Rav. What's the reason for kol mishana v'achad hashinui? So he says because it's the nizik's fault. The nizik, the shini of the nizik can't be tevei the mazik for being mishana if the nizik caused the mazik to be mishana. Now that's by Rava's case, and that's not going to work for Reish Lakish's cases, as we said. Reish Lakish has some broader concept of kol mishana, but it's mistaber. Although again, I can't say for sure, but it's mistaber that Reish Lakish's kol mishana is not going to be totally different than Rava's kol mishana. Needs some totally different kind of lumbus that has nothing to do with Rava's lumbus. I'm not saying for sure, but they said the same loss. Kol mishana v'achad hashinui, but the Mekesef explained Rava, he didn't bother to explain. Adorim noitim. Again, it's not muchukhan if there's really a useful reason to say otherwise, we could maybe say otherwise. But adorim noitim, or certainly we would in terms of choosing the lesser chiddush, adorim noitim, that Reish Lakish's kol mishana is going to be, in the Mekesef's take on the sugya, something like Rosh Rovas, but more expansive. And I would suggest as a theory that what Reish Lakish holds is that I don't need that the shini of the nizik was gerim the mazik to be mishana, but I do need that the shini of the nizik was part of what caused the hezik, was part of what caused the hezik to happen. Meaning, if the nizik had never lied down in the street, the mazik would not have kicked it. Might be again, it's disproportionate force in the mazik, who has to, but nonetheless, it wouldn't have happened if the nizik hadn't laid down in the street. And the same thing with the magazines. If you hadn't left your magazines out in the street, my behemoth wouldn't have eaten them. But you can't say that it's because my behemoth was mishana because you left your magazines in the street. It's still my behemoth still did something that's mishana. But as far as what caused this, you know, what caused the accident? You ran the red light, and I made a turn against the signal. Well, what caused the accident? You can't say I ran the red light because you made a wrong turn. But both things contributed to the hezek. You left your magazines out on the street. That was that contributed to my being able to eat them. My behemoth went and was mishana also. So the Rishlakish holds, as long as the nizik did a shinui, that also was part of the that also contributed to the hezek happening. If the nizik hadn't done this mishunidika thing, this strange thing that people don't normally do b'shusharavim, if the nizik hadn't done this thing b'shusharavim, that you're not supposed to do b'shusharavim, then the hezek wouldn't have happened. It doesn't give the mazik an excuse, because the mazik still did something that's mishunah that it does not have rishus to do. Behem has rishus to do shen v'regel b'shusharavim. Doesn't have rishus to eat sus v'kelim b'shusharavim. Doesn't have rishus to do ma'aseh mishunah b'shusharavim. It doesn't say the mazik didn't do something wrong, or that the Baal weren't pesheya to some degree in allowing the behemoth to do something mishunah. But the Nisik also allowed his behemoth to do something mishunah, or did something mishunah with his magazines or with his tzus v'kelim, and that also had a role in the hezek happening. So the Rish Lakish shows that that's enough, that the Nisik can't be tevei the mazik for being mishunah. And the Rav says, no, that's not enough. You could still be tevei. In order to pater the mazik, you need that the nizik actually caused the mazik to be mishana. If the nizik caused the mazik to be mishana mamish, like the mishasa sekelev, you caused my dog to bite you, or stepping on the behemoth. Your behemoth lay down in the street, so of course my behemoth stepped on it, because that's cause and effect. So then you pop, then the mazik is popped. So that I think, according to, again, I'm speculating, because in the case it doesn't explain Rish Lakish, it only explains Rava. But it's mistaber that Rish Lakish is probably not that far away from Rav, unless we have strong reason to feel or to think otherwise. And the mistaber that Rish Lakish is on the same kind of sorah but taken further. So Rav's kol mishana is that the nizik caused the mazik to be mishana. That part is the mazik. And Rish Lakish says has a bigger p'tur. Even if the nizik didn't mamish cause the mazik to be mishana, but the nizik also was mishana, and that also had a role to play over here. In this hezek happening, had the nizik not been mishana, the hezek wouldn't have happened. According to Rish Lakish, that's also enough to pater the mazik. The nusach I want to say is, we'll see later, it's useful, that the nizik can't be tevei the mazik for being mishana, when the nizik was also mishana and his shinu also played a role in the hezek happening. And b'zeh gufa Rav says, no, he still could. The nizik could still be tevei the mazik. Because just because his behemoth did something mishunah, and even though that was a contributing factor, but at the end of the day, it doesn't get the mazik off the hook. The mazik was mishana, and the nizik didn't cause the mazik to be mishana. The mazik was mishana itself. It ate sus v'kelim, that's mishunah. It kicked the behemoth that's lying there, that's mishunah. Yeah, the behemoth shouldn't have been there, and it wouldn't have happened if the behemoth had not been there, but that does not let the mazik off the hook. That's the nekudas ha-machlokes l'chayr between Rish Lakish and Rav. So now, taking a step further. I mean, carrying it out. So now, according to Rava, the Rif Paskins like Rava, by Shtei Paras, the Rif Paskins that you're Chayim. The din of Kol Mashana Maka Vashinabai, the Ptur is only where the Nizik was Gurim the Mazik to be Mashana. By Shtei Paras, the Nizik was not Gurim the Mazik to be Mashana. So what should be like Susra Kalim, according to Rava? Let's assume that Susra Kalim is a Shinu. So should the Mazik be Chayav Apot? Passing like a robot. In order to pater the mazik, you need a very strong kol mishana. You need a kol mishana that the nizik was gurim the mazik to be mishana. Like Sus v'kelim, was the nizik gurim the mazik to be mishana? No, it's very still mishunas for the behemoth sus v'kelim. So therefore, the mazik should be chayiv, even without the avidi inish. You don't need a sorry avidi inish. Avidi inish says it's normal to leave sus v'kelim out on the street. Who needs that? Even if it's a shinui to leave tzus v'kelim out on the street. So it's a shinui. A behemoth lying in the street is also a shinui. That's not enough to get the mazik off the hook. If his behemoth kicked the revutza, you're chayev. Because it's still mishunah to kick a revutza. So even if leaving tzus v'kelim would be mishunah, you should still be, the mazik should still be chayev, because it may be mishunah to leave after tzus v'kelim, but it doesn't get you off the hook, because it's still mishunah for a behemoth to eat tzus v'kelim. So that's why the Mekesef asked on the Rif. So why is the Rif, and the Rambam for that matter, when he brings the Aloch of Tzus V'Kelim, and he says Tzus V'Kelim V'Chayiv, But he says Ksusu Kehem Lachayir because Avi Deinish Demisbechi Umadchiglim Umisbechi. That it's normal to leave to take a breather and leave your Ksusu Kehem out in the street. It's not Mishunah to leave out Ksusu Kehem. Apparently, if it would be Mishunah, then the Mazik would be Potter. Why would the Mazik be Potter? It's Mishunah for the behemoth to lie down if that doesn't part to the Mazik. Doesn't part to the bot of the beater. That's the next line, the paragraph in the rift. Uposak arif kirova the shinu zechayevis. Vetomu all of menachrein of zala mashe posig leel the ovid inish the manich lini bishes rabim the mash mishim hoya shinu hila potter ulufim sokup for piskadoch aleko. That's it. He buys the image of the kasha. So now that's right. So we have on the one hand in the world in the case that we have a Mishnah Shleim over here. We understand Rava. What's the story of Kol Mishana B'Achav Mishina Boy? That if the Nizik is if the Nizik was Mishana in a way that was Goyim the Mazik to be Mishana, so the Nizik can't be Teveya the Mazik for being Mishana. But it has to be the Nizik was Goyim the Shini of the Mazik. If the Nizik was Mishana in a way that's not Goyim the Mazik to be Mishana, then that does not get the Mazik off the hook. On the other hand, L'chora Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish says Kol Mishana is a bigger p'tur than that. It's a more expansive p'tur. As long as the Nizik was Mishana, and I think it's Mesaber. As long as the Nizik was Mishana, in some way they contributed to the Hezek. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. In some way they contributed to the Hezek, and then the Mazik. So even though the Mazik was also Mishana, and the Nizik didn't cause the Mazik to be Mishana. But each one made a contribution. The Nizik was Mishana, and that was part of what caused the accident. The Mazik was Mishana, that's part of what caused the accident. So the Rish Lakish holds that that's enough to part of the Mazik. The Nizik can't be Tevei, the Mazik for being Mishana, if the Nizik also had made a Shinui, or his Behemoth did a Shinui that also contributed to the Hezek happening. That's Rish Lakish. So that's a whole scheme. The problem is in the Rif, that if this is the Mahalach, so what winds up is that since the Rif passed in like Rova, so that means we only subscribe to the Kol Mishana where the Nizik was Gurm the Mazik to be Mishana. But if the Nizik wasn't actually Gurm the Mazik to be Mishana, then you don't have the Ptur. So why by Susva Kalem do you have to come on to this new Svar of Avini Inish the Man Pigli Mil Mislech? That's the Kasha of the Mith Yosef on the Rif. Okay, so I think we'll have to wait till tomorrow. There's a Rosh who addresses the question, but you have to know what the Rosh is saying. What's the Pshat in the Rosh? And also an important Rambam, which I sent you the Maramokam, which has to do with the following. When if the behemoth stepped, in the case of Kiyistach Hashusu V'Skuyalai, that's what it says. So Rava concedes that if the behemoth stepped on the Revutso, so you would be the Mazik would be Potter. Why would he be Potter? What would be the p'tur? So what is it? How do the Kiyosef say? What's the p'tur with the behemoth lay down in the street and the other behemoth, the behemoth that was mazik, stepped on it? So Rava says, that's potter. Why is it potter? Call him a shana. So he says, because then I do say call him, their Rava does say call him a shana. Because their Rava does say call him a shana. Because you're lying down caused me to step on you. And as I said before, that's why Rav is talking about it. Why is Rav talking about stepping? Mandoch Hashmei. How did that get into the Sugya? Because that's the explanation of the difference between the two kinds of Kol Mishana. The difference between the two kinds of Kol Mishana is the difference between stepping and kicking. Where stepping is proportionate, so that goes into Kol Mishana. It's a proportionate response, so the Nizik can be said to have caused it. That's called Kol Mishana. And the kicking, which is a disproportionate response, so you can't say the Nizik caused it. The Rambam, when he brings the halacha of kisla peshus l'skviyelai, but in the Rambam it's mevur that the p'tur of stepping on the behemoth is because it's regal. It's malachas kedarka. Not because kol mishana v'achav shinabon. According to the Rambam Yosef, it's keren, but there's a p'tur of kol mishana v'achav shinabon. It's mishuna, but there's a p'tur of kol. But you make me be mishana. The Rambam says that it's regal. Sounds like it's just regal. The behemoth goes if there's something. It doesn't. You know, if there's a behemoth, it just keeps going. So that's it. The Rambam says it's regular. So the question is, according to the Rambam, so why is Rav talking about it? Number one, why is Rav talking about it? Like, how did regular get into the sugya? Number two, then ikka chosim and asefer, because what Rav needs to explain to me, not why is this not regular, why is kicking not regular, what the Rambam needs to explain is why is kicking not kol mishana v'achav shinabai? What's the difference between the case of kicking, that he doesn't agree to, where he doesn't think you can apply kol mishana v'achav shinabai, In the case of Meshasa Sekelev, where Rava thinks you could apply Kol Meshana, that's what Rava needs to explain. Instead, Rava went off on some tangent explaining why kicking is Karen and stepping is Regal. It's extraneous to the sugya, and it doesn't answer the question, which is, what's the difference between Rava and Shlokish? So I think the two things are intertwined. How did the Rosh learn the sugya, and what's the Rambam saying? So that'll be tomorrow.